go in front because of her back.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara. I was wondering if I could talk to Michael.
He's right here.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that Malachi was able to start. I tried giving him a call, but he didn't answer. So I didn't know if he was with you guys at the time. So I just wanted to let you know that everything went through.
Okay. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Right,
oh, question. Mm-hmm. So Malachi did clock in. Time went in already, but it starts from today up until Sunday, right?
The pay period?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happened was, let's see, he didn't clock in, you know, all the days until today, because you guys had to get everything situated. So what I'm saying is he'll get paid from today, like today up until Sunday, next Friday.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so how did he clock in today if he didn't have...
On the phone. The phone. He got the number. The same number that Michael had before.
No, I know, but he has a different QIF code.
Oh, I thought he's supposed to use the same one that he had before, that we had before.
No, so it would be different. So the time number that I have for him is 12615.
Hold on, let me write that down, because I'm thinking that he's supposed to use, because I told him to use the one that I had.
It would be different.
Hold on. Yeah, okay. What's that number?
His is 126159.
126159. Make sure I tell him right now. Because he outside with what it said. So he'll clock in with that number and clock out with that number starting today.
Mm-hmm.
And the same hours apply, right? From 10 to 10?
Yep.
And then 10 to 11 on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. And nothing else changed, just the name, him, well, you know, as far as his caretaker, right? Everything else the same.
He just has a different number than you to clock in and out.
Okay, no problem. I greatly appreciate it. I'll tell him right now.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, bye.